Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you hear is a buzzsaw ripping through a painting of George Washington chopping down cherry trees. It's time for Professor Buzzkill, busting myths and taking names.
Well, hello there, Buzzkillers. It's the old professor here. I'm hoping you're having a great week and you're not being taken in by all sorts of historical myths that you see on TV and see in the movies. Today, I want to talk about someone who's really become one of my heroes, and that's Amelia Earhart. I didn't know much about Amelia Earhart before I started working on the show, but over the last few months, Buzzkill Institute researchers have been coming to me with all this information, more and more and more, about her career and about her fabulous accomplishments, and that's what I want to talk about today. You know Amelia Earhart. She's one of the most famous Americans of the 20th century. Most of you know the basic outlines of her career. She was an important aviator, very important aviator. She set all kinds of flying records for solo flying and for being the, quote, first female aviator to accomplish all sorts of aviation feats. She was also becoming famous at a time when movie newsreels and other media were becoming more popular and more widespread in the culture. And the, if you will, star-making apparatus that sprung up around her certainly did a good job of boosting her fame. So far, so good. But I can hear you out there. You're saying, where's the myth, Professor? Well, most people know Amelia Earhart from her ill-fated attempt to become the first female pilot to fly around the world in 1937. She and her navigator disappeared and have been presumed dead ever since. As so often happens, myths and conspiracy theories about her disappearance have been with us ever since. But the crucial point, at least for our analytical purposes here at the Institute, and I hope for your analytical purposes out there in podcast land, is that these myths and these conspiracy theories about her disappearance have preoccupied the popular imagination about Earhart, and frankly, they swamp the history of her real achievements in aviation. Let's look at her life. Born into that all-American state, Kansas, Amelia Earhart had a very active, tomboyish childhood, which included hunting, extensive tree climbing, insect collecting, and having lots and lots of adventures. After graduating from high school, she went to the Canadian National Exhibition in 1917 in Toronto. She went as a tourist. But while she was there, she was captivated by the exhibition's air show. Now, remember, this is 1917. This is early days in terms of aviation. And the flying bug bit her hard. Later, when the 1918 influenza pandemic hit, she trained as a nurse and worked in a Canadian military hospital. She became very, very sick with pneumonia and spent a long time in that hospital having sinus operations and other operations related to relieving her pneumonia. Things didn't go well, and she suffered terrible post-op headaches that kept her more or less invalided for a year. Lots of people chalk up her adult dynamism to the fact that she became so bored and frustrated while lying there convalescing. Now, on a trip to Long Beach, California in December 1920, she flew as a passenger in air racer Frank Hawk's biplane. He was a big air racer at the time, early aviation time. That flight really did the trick. Earhart became obsessed with flying the minute they touched down. She stayed in California and trained under Anita Snook, a very, very famous early female aviation pioneer. After gaining her pilot's license, Amelia became one of the most famous aviators in the United States because of her persistence, not only in flying, but also by being as manly a flyer as the male pilots who often mocked her. She set many, many flying records, and her fame only grew. That fame was boosted by a famous speech she gave in 1935, which was called The Future of Women in Flying, and here's an audio clip of part of that speech.
Among all the marvels of modern invention, that with which I am most concerned is, of course, air transportation. Flying is perhaps the most dramatic of recent scientific attainments. In the brief span of 30-odd years, the world has seen an inventor's dream, first materialized by the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk, become an everyday actuality. Perhaps I'm prejudiced, but to me it seems that no other phase of modern progress contrived to maintain such a brimming measure of romance and beauty coupled with utility as does aviation. Within itself, this industry embraces many of those scientific accomplishments which yesterday seemed fantastic impossibilities. The pilot, winging his way above the Earth at 200 miles an hour, talks by radio telephone to ground stations or to other planes in the air. In thick weather, he is guided by radio beam and receives detailed reports of conditions ahead, gleaned through special instruments and new methods of meteorological calculations. He sits behind engines, the reliability of which, measured by yardsticks of the past, is all but unbelievable. I myself still fly a WASP motor, which has carried me over the North Atlantic, part of the Pacific, to and from Mexico City, and many times across this continent. Aviation, this young modern giant, exemplifies the possible relationship of women and the creations of science. Although women as yet have not taken full advantage of its use and benefits, air travel is as available to them as to men.
As I said earlier, her greatest fame came, however, from an attempt to fly around the world, with stops, of course. Planes weren't that sophisticated in 1937. It wouldn't have been the first flight around the world, but Earhart would have been the first woman to fly around the world. Starting in Oakland on May 20th, 1937, Amelia and her co-pilot flew east across the United States and then departed from Miami on May 23rd to go around the world. Their plane disappeared on July 2nd over the Pacific Ocean on the way to Howland Island, in the middle of nowhere, basically, or certainly in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, far from anywhere. A massive search never found them, and they were declared lost at sea on July 19th. They had gone more than 75% around the world. As you know, Buzzkillers, there's been lots of speculation about what happened. And all the sort of myths and conspiracy theories and urban legends that come out about this episode seem to relate mainly to Amelia herself. Her navigator, Fred Noonan, almost never gets a mention. In fact, people seem to be quite content that he died at sea. These conspiracy theories include that she was captured by the Japanese, that she wasn't a good flyer when the plane started to run out of fuel. She panicked and crashed into the ocean. There's one that says her navigator, Fred Noonan, again, was an alcoholic and got them lost. And of course, there's the big theory that the government still has secret files on Earhart that they refused to release. All of this is bunkum. None of these conspiracy theories or urban legends or whatever have ever stood up to scrutiny. As I said at the beginning of the show, Buzzkillers, these myths, these conspiracy theories, these stories about her disappearance preoccupy the popular imagination about Earhart, and frankly, they swamp the history of her real achievements in aviation. Let me list a few of these because they are astounding. 1922 set the female altitude record for 14,000 feet. 1928, she set the female airspeed record and then beat that record in 1930. In 1931, she was the first woman to fly an autogyro, which is sort of a plane helicopter thingy. The next year, she was the first woman and only the second person to fly solo and nonstop across the Atlantic. She was also the first person to cross the Atlantic twice by air. Same year, she was the first woman to fly solo and nonstop across the United States. 1935, she was the first person to fly solo from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland, where she landed in Oakland, and she set all kinds of other speed records in the continental United States. Buzzkillers, Amelia Earhart was a total aviation rock star. Now, myths about her disappearance, as I say, in a way, tend to make her too famous and too famous for the wrong thing. She should be remembered for all these fantastic feats, but she was also a member of a fantastic generation of female aviation pioneers. We forget that Amelia Earhart's generation produced a lot of these. Perhaps the most famous was the British flyer Beryl Markham, who in 1932 was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic east to west. Markham's highly regarded account of her flying, which was entitled West with the Night, which we're going to put on the Buzzkill bookshelf, was published in the 1940s and was revived in the 1980s to tremendous reviews and sales. In addition to Beryl Markham and Amelia Earhart, there were lots of other female aviation pioneers early in the 20th century. And I want to read quite a few of them out to you because it is amazing. Notice how early these things are in the century and very, very early in the development of flight. 1906, Lillian Todd from the USA. First woman to design and build an aircraft. 1908, Teresa Peltier from France, the first woman to pilot an aircraft. 1910, Blanche Stewart Scott, the first woman to fly an airplane solo. 1911, Harriet Quimby, first woman to cross the English Channel. 1915, Catherine Stinson, first female aerobatic pilot. 1918, Marjorie Stinson, first female airmail pilot. Bessie Coleman, 1921, first African-American male or female to receive a pilot's license. Tadashi Hayato in 1922, the first woman in Japan to receive a pilot's license. And if we skip forward to the end of the 20s, 1929, Florence Poncho Barnes from the U.S. was the first woman stunt pilot in motion pictures. 1930, Amy Johnson from Britain, first woman to fly from England to Australia. 1931, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, yes, that Anne Morrow Lindbergh, was the first U.S. woman glider pilot. And in 1933, Helen Ritchie, also from the U.S., was the first woman to be hired as a pilot for a U.S. commercial airline. So let's put the Buzzkill Institute's seal of approval on the fact that Amelia Earhart truly was a great aviation pioneer, and she deserves the full story of her career to be told, not just the disappearance. Everything else she did was amazing. But let's also encourage folks to look at all the other female pilots and aviators who set records, broke through barriers, and helped create the friendly skies. You can't have very many role models better than them. Talk to you next week.